Tim and Lindsay Ellis of Eagle Radio 95.1 FM hosted Olympic Trivia at Maloney's Alley from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bar time last night to celebrate its week of Celebrity Olympics. Community members gathered for food and drinks to answer questions revolving around their local sports star, the first Indigenous member of Team USA's women's hockey, Olympian Abby Roque. "She went to school with my son," Maloney's manager Amy Besso said. "I just remember her being a little spitfire and keeping up with the boys. We are a small town, so," Roque on. It was Roque's sixth grade history teacher, Heather Hopkins, who contacted the station in an effort to jumpstart community support for Facebook pages, hash turn the Sioux red, white and blue and hash Roque the Sioux. Tim and Lindsay were all on board. On the morning of Wednesday, January 26, Tim Ellis interviewed Hopkins on Eagle Radio to spread the word. The town turned red, white and blue with local pride soon after. Dozens of signs and posters hung around town and throughout schools. "We are just so passionate about our community and having fun," Lindsay Ellis said, her American flag print cape swaying as she moved with excitement. From February 1 to February 17, the station is roaching out. Tim Ellis interviewed Roque's parents, Jim and Julia Roque, live at 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, February 1. Roque's former assistant coach Ricky Mackey hopped on air the following day to show his support. The station's Sioux opening ceremonies entertained listeners with music and a live Blessing of the Athletes segment on Thursday, in which Sioux Ifri Church pastor Steve Hubusta provided a sermon. Another one of Roque's former assistant coaches spoke on air at 9:30 a.m. that same morning. Eagle Radio pumped listeners up with its Olympic Pump-Up Power Hour on the morning of Friday, February 4, followed by an interview at 9:30 a.m. with Roque's former Sioux High Blue Devil hockey coach John Ferroni. "Our hash SAULTS Prit Weeks is an initiative to get people excited," Lindsay Ellis said. "The effort has worked. Support grew even stronger last weekend, with colors of red, white and blue on just about every corner. We didn't want our business to be the only ones hosting something fun," said Lindsay Ellis. "We thought it would be fun to have people host challenges. Sioux Motors had Olympic Games amongst staff and challenge businesses, and CLM Community Action had its own Olympic Games and challenge businesses. There were many more. We hope to inspire people to rally around the Winter Olympics. Something like this doesn't happen every year." Celebrity Olympics kicked off the week with its own Olympic Games, hosted by Tim Ellis on Monday, February 7. It left listeners questioning what type of competition Sioux St. Marie City Manager Brian Chapman and Mayor Don Jerry would compete in. Many pitched ideas via Facebook. As part of the Celebrity Olympics, Tuesday, local librarian Sabrina Neveu competed against Anytime Fitness Club manager, personal trainer Travis Green in a physical fitness challenge. A baby food guessing competition took place on Wednesday between rival co-workers Eagle Radio meteorologist Jim Lahaki and Eagle Radio DJ Katie Wolin. Another morning started off early at 9:30 a.m. with Pastor Steve Hubusta and Downtown Development Authority Director Tony Cutler chewing their ways to victory in a friendly eating competition. "Thursday night trivia at Maloney's brought out a crowd. We are supportive because she comes from a small community," said Maloney's server Tara Sawaski. "Also, she is a Native American from Sioux St. Marie. This is a big Native American place. We are just super excited to see someone from our hometown go to the Olympics. We are just here, hanging out playing and music," Lindsay Ellis added, while her husband played some tunes. "We have an Olympic category and a How Well Do You Know Abby Roque category. Neighbors, friends and family members engaged in a little trivia fun, answering general trivia questions like, how often do the Winter Olympics take place? And, what is the most watched sport in the Winter Olympics according to US statistics? The real fun began when they got to the more in-depth questions, such as, what elementary school did Abby attend? For anyone who has yet listened to its live stream, Eagle Radio's Flip Cup Chugging Challenge took place at 9:30 a.m. today, when Wicked Sister owner Kathy Howell challenged Lindsay Ellis to a fun, chugging match of their own. Celebrity is not over until an Olympic medal has been won, as the radio station prepares to host events from February 14 to 17. On its Rise and Shine morning show, Tim Ellis said his morning shows will feature interviews with physical therapists, drawing attention to the Paralympics and the health benefits of being involved in sports. All are welcome to join Eagle Radio for music, happy hour specials and more in its cozy closing ceremonies at Cozy Corners in Barbeau on Thursday, February 17, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. bar time. We are excited and honored to host the closing ceremony for Abby. Sarah Gordon of Cozy Corners said, "Watching Abby grow up and play hockey with the boys was great. It didn't matter, whatsoever, that she was a girl. She'd grind even harder. I can remember the smile on her face when she'd give a check, take a check, or get up from a hit, like, is that all you got? We can't wait to see what she does next." The town is full of support with comments to share. "I have known Abby since she was around 3 when they moved here," said Sioux Area High School and Career Center Director, Career Technical Education Joanne S. Lucier. "My son and her grew up together, playing hockey from nursery school on up. They are still very dear friends, and we are friends with the family. She was a great student when she was here. She was involved and very well liked. I think it gives students a sense of hope and excitement. Classrooms throughout the school have been playing Roke's U.S. hockey games during class time. I think any time there is a positive light shining on your community, it's an amazing thing," said Sioux Area High School Principal Carl McCready. "This is, by far, the biggest spotlight we have seen in the Sioux in my 20 years here. Just to watch the community get together is a lot of fun. It's good to see the businesses downtown decorate, houses decorate, and the school decorate. It is good for everyone in the community." Having worked at the school for several years and watching its athletics evolve, Lucier believes Roke has inspired other female students. "I have staff members with little girls playing hockey, and they are so excited," said Lucier. "This is someone they know and have skated with. They are looking at what she is doing on the big stage and saying, that could be me, and, I can do that too. You are seeing more and more of that. She was the only girl playing back when she was played. Then, more girls started playing. I think it has grown, even since Abby was young." A few businesses around town had comments to share. "We wanted to join the community in showing support for our local Olympian, so she can see that everyone from home is cheering her on," said clerk at Arfstrom Pharmacies, Madeline Swanson. "She is representing women in a man's dominated profession, and as a hockey player. Anyone can chase their dreams. We are just all very proud of her," the Palace Saloon owner Tammy Cook said. "My daughters went to school with her. We are excited, as community members of Sault Ste. Marie, to support her as much as we can. Congratulations on making Team USA, and great job," Swanson shouted out. "We are very proud of you," Cook shouted out. To listen and watch Eagle Radio 95.1 FM live streams for the Celebrity Olympics, during its #SAULTSPRIT weeks, hop on its website and Facebook page.